When Dea, the wife of Francesco Rosso, contracted the marriage of her daughter Orsa, she stated that part of the girl's trousseau would be, I'm quoting here, clothing and other items that she, the mother, has in her house. And Andrea Morosini declared that his daughter Lucia's trousseau would be from Ca Morosini, consisting of goods of Ca Morosini. And he was using Ca, the Venetian abbreviation of the word casa, which designated both his dwelling and his entire casata. Those goods were varied, but most often they consisted in things for daily use, as we see upstairs, and daily reminders of the natal home. Valareso had in her trousseau 20 ducats of implements, which probably meant domestic tools like the scissors, inkstand, breadbasket, and bucket in the detailed trousseau of one Florentine bride. And part of the trousseau of another Valareso bride, Oria, consisted of household furnishings. These were probably small items, though there have been found wives who furnished their entire marital household, including furniture, with goods from their birth families. In fact, if you take another look, and you probably have already noticed, in many of these items that are part of the trousseau, the coats of arms of both families are there, memorializing the fact that it is an alliance, not just a male-dominated family. A rich trousseau reflected both the honor and the identity of the bride's family. Not surprisingly, a husband felt honor-bound to match their gifts in order to assert his ability to provide and his claim on a daughter's loyalty. In a sumptuary law of 1425, the Senate explicitly imposed a limit of 400 ducats on husbands having dresses made for their wives, a good indication that many bridegrooms are spending more than that and would continue to do so despite the law. You think about it, 400 ducats is a pretty high percentage of the total dowry amount. Bride's families average about 1,600 ducats in the 15th century as part of the dowry, and the husband is forking over 400 and probably more to have dresses made for his wife.